Oh. Yeah, so like me starting my YouTube channel and just doing it in general, it was cool. I was a little nervous because, you know, you're always thinking about what people are going to say, what people are going to think about you. But at the end of the day, you know, you shouldn't care about that. You should care, but you shouldn't care at the same time. Personally, just do you and keep doing you. And there's nothing that should stop you from doing what you want to do in life. And, you know, that's something cool that we have an opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
And not many people out there have that. So might as well take advantage of it and just keep doing you, man. So, yeah. Like, what do you have to say about that?
Well, you know, just like everything, you have to pursue what you want. It's not always about the money, you know. Money's always great, but if you're doing something just for the money, you're going to either get bored of it, you're going to half-ass it, or you're just not going to be as successful. You have to have a passion. You know, if you have, if you're just working from 9 to 5 in something that's just making you ends meet, but it's not your passion, you have to drop that, you know, because then at that, you're just going to work hard as hell your entire life and never succeed to what you wanted to. You have to go after what you want.
Yeah.
You can't live life just trying to get by, you know, strive for more. You have the opportunity. You have the age. You have, you know, everything.
Yeah, you have it on your hands.
Yeah.
And now with the internet, it just made it easier for you to just, you know, get that and then bring yourself out, you know, as a new exposure. And like a lot of people are starting to do YouTube and you becoming YouTubers as a job just because they're recording what you're doing.
Exactly. And showing other people their life.
Their lifestyle, yeah, and how they live. And, you know, basically it's... their daily things and
vlogging
exactly,
everything, you know. Every YouTube channel is different. There's vlogging, there's gaming, there's so many
things. Yeah, so many things that you could do and you could fall into, just depending on where your passion is again. Exactly. And what you like doing. And then there's always going to be people interested in what you do, so you could, not only that, you're not documenting for yourself or your future self, but you're doing it for other people that are with you in that journey and just listening to what you're doing. And that's awesome too. So yeah. People need to realize that, you know, you gotta take risks and you gotta go do you.
Exactly.
So, you know, don't be scared. I know it's hard for sometimes, depending on the situation that you're going through. But you know, you gotta just overcome that and pursue what it is that you wanna do.
Exactly.
And like me, for my parents, like my mother, she doesn't she doesn't get what I'm trying to do. But I get it, cause she was raised differently, perspective.
Yeah.
She works every single day. She really wakes up early, and I'm just trying to do something now so that later on she doesn't have to worry about anything. And at the end of the day, it's about doing something that you're happy with doing, and positive things, you know, always be optimistic about everything, always, and just bring value to your people. Like right now, we might be bringing value by talking and, you know, doing this podcast. So,
yeah. I get you, man.
Yeah.
It's complete, you know. That's the truth. People, especially, you know, our parents, they're not going to understand how the success that can be made now. Because before it was work hard or go to school. There was no in between.
Yeah, yeah.
Now there's way more in between. There's semi-celebrities, which are Instagram and YouTube, but they're still celebrities because that's what it is, you know. You're known. There's actors, yes, those are like huge. But just because you're on YouTube doesn't mean you're anything less.
Yeah.
You know, just you took a different route to get there.
Yeah.
It's just... always going to be a process, you know. People are always going to doubt you. People are always going to judge you. Especially when you're telling them, oh, I'm not going to go to work. It's just, this is who I am.
Yeah.
Because then they see no value in you, you know. You're always going to get questioned, what's your income?
What's your income?
Well, not yet. You know, it's a process. You know, if you ask all these bodybuilders, you know, how long they've been lifting, 12, 13, 14, 15 years, they had to work deadbeat jobs, I'm pretty sure. But now, look at them. They're successful and they're enjoying the fruits of their tree.
Yeah. You know,
they work their ass off and now they're at...
they're getting paid off. Yeah, they're getting paid for what they put in.
Those years of work, they don't go in vain, you know.
Yeah.
They're going to get paid off. You're going to get noticed.
Yeah.
Just like everything.
Just got to keep doing it. Like you said, when I was talking to Ryan Terry, I asked him, you know, what could I do to get on that Olympia stage? Because that's what I'm working towards. And, you know, I told him about being patient and, you know, being consistent on what you're doing. And he's like, yeah, 100%, that's what you need to do. But also, you know, what's it called? Like, you know, you gotta focus on your nutrition as well, because that's like basically where everybody falls off in. And just figure out, you know, what you gotta do to get there and get yourself a mentor. That's what Stephen Cal said too. You know, get yourself a mentor that's gonna push you and wants you to be, you know, the best.
Yeah.
And that's gonna help. And then your coaching as well. You know, helping others. And then just constantly learning, getting better, and getting on stage. Basically, getting on stage. Putting yourself out there, because you gotta learn how the game works,
Yeah.
And you got to do it. You know, you got to play the game.
You have to learn the ropes.
Yep. And work your way up. Nothing's easy in life, but no, nothing's impossible. Nothing's unachievable. Exactly. As long as you believe in it, you should be good, man. Even if you're 70 years old, still trying to figure it out. Yeah, like trying to do it. As long as you know you tried, and that's it, man. As long as you know you tried and you didn't never give up, that's all that really matters. So, what I have to say to you guys is just that follow your passion and just enjoy what you're doing now. You know, there's going to be some rough situations in life that is going to push you back, you know, setbacks. But just make sure that, you know, you always come back to what your passion is and what you're pursuing. Never forget for where you're from. You know, always stay humble and do you. So, for that, you know, what else you got? Like, what else could we give the audience? You know, what else could we share with them that...
Don't ever let adversity get to you. You know, we all focus now on where we come from. But at the end of the day, it's not just going to be about that. You know, you just always have to see the bigger picture. So many of these people, so many of these kids, they put themselves down before they even make it just because of how their parents came up, you know. But you have to realize that you're not your parents, you know. They came here for your better future. What you do with that, that's on you. If you want to mess it up and go, you know, be a jackass by doing so, that's on you. But if you're going to be successful, you know, that's because you want to. I hear so many kids talking about, oh, this is how I was raised. It doesn't matter what your situation is. You know, it doesn't matter. What matters is how bad do you want to succeed in life. Because you can come from being poor.
Yeah.
You don't choose to be born poor. But if you choose to die poor, that's on you.
That's on you.
Because you have enough potential. You have the health and you have the youth to do it. Especially in this country, you know. Yeah, it's fucked up. Everything is, but what country is it, you know? Stop judging and stop pointing fingers and start taking responsibility into your own hands. You know, you have to act upon it and then just that. Don't let your parents' background define who you are as a person. You have to work through that and then realize that you're your own person. Go through your own passions and you have to make you're successful your own way.
Yeah. All right, so enough about that. Let's talk about some, like, fitness. You could say... not motivation, but what do you know about it? Like, what you've been through these past years that you started training, that you could give advice on, like your mistakes, maybe what mistakes you've been through, and what you recommend, you know, to fix it up.
Form. I think I see it every day at the gym. These guys trying to lift heavy weights and they get it up. And props to them. But when you realize that they're doing crap form, then what's the whole point? You know, it's like you can deadlift 400 pounds. That's cool, but your back is all arched. Then what do you really, you know, mind to muscle connection. You always need that, you know. You have to get the squeeze. You have to get the contraction. You know, it's four variables.
Yeah.
The positive, the negative, the contraction, and the stretch.
The stretch, there you go.
You need all that. You know, most guys, they just think that's getting the weight up and putting it back down. That's not what it's about. You know, time under tension. Count it. You know, if you think you can't control it, go lighter. There's no, it's no rush to get to 100 pounds of weight. You know, you can't run. You have to learn how to crawl first.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Form. Not only that, ego lift. Basically ego lifting, right?
Yeah. Trying to be the biggest guy in the room.
Yeah, you know? And most of the time, that's what gives you know, the injuries. That's what causes injuries and gets you guys out of the gym for maybe a month or two, depending on how bad the situation is. Mm-hmm. And that's all because you just want to lift heavy, and you know that day just to show off in front of a girl or a group of people, you know.
Exactly.
And you should always just think about
know your limit,
like. Obviously, I'm there's no limits, man. Like my way of thinking stuff, you know, limitless. But like when you're coming into form in your body and you make sure you always, you know, have that right footing, like you just have everything prepared, you're feeling good, you have always a spotter, someone to help you out, and you know, you're warmed up, because warming up is always important, you know, stretching and starting off with really, really lightweight, get that muscle mind connection, and then after that you start adding up the weight until, you know, you're gonna get your PR if you're going for a PR actually, and just stay consistent. Make sure your carbs are pretty high, because carb intake is pretty helpful because of your strength. You know, for powerlifters and bodybuilders as well, when you're bulking, you don't put on as much size as you can.
Yeah.
And bringing carbs into your system back again, get your glycogen up and your glucose. That's going to help you build more muscle. And as well, something that I'm noticing is that a lot of kids nowadays, like 16, 17-year-olds, they have training for about 6 months, a year. And they go like, should I cut already? And when they
cut?
What are you gonna cut if you haven't built any muscle? So
exactly.
First, make sure bulk. You train for a year or two. A year or two. Bulk.
Just lift weights.
Get your
strength to build up your physique. You might build not look some already yet, but you know, you can't rush it.
Yeah. And I have a year and a half going in. I'm shredding just because I want to get a photo shoot in with the shabby jeans. Mm-hmm. So that's my reason for that. And after this, it's just pure bulking for the next 6 to 8 months, just so I could prepare for the front stage. Yeah. So, and you know, bring my best physique. You know, learn throughout this process. You know, enjoy myself too here and there. But yeah, just don't cut too early. Don't think that 6 months is gonna get you really nice muscle mass. But you know, go for a year or two on training. Focus on your nutrition. While figure out what your body is used to, like eating your carbs and stuff, how your body reacts to it, and then just bulk up, get some strength, some size on you, and then shred to the bone.
Yeah.
And you know that's the goal, be the best you can be.
Yeah. No reason to stop.
Yeah. What else is that besides you know form and cutting too early or thinking that you know you're skinny? Well, as well, like never compare yourself to someone who's been training to 14 years, you know, and you have six months.
Like one, 2, 3 months. You can't expect yourself to be lifting as much as these guys at 14, 13, 12 years. You mean that's ironic. You can't do that. You know, that's illogical. You can't. It's impossible. Just don't try to run before you learn how to crawl.
Yeah.
That's basically it. That's just it.
And as well, like right now we're doing this podcast, we're heading home. We got to talk to some celebrities or fitness influencers right here, like Ryan Terry, Stephen Cow, Karen from the Fitness. Oh man, Ben Francis himself, you know, creator of Gymshark. And all these people are really optimistic, really positive, really hardworking people that got themselves there because of the actions that they took upon what they were doing. And putting themselves out there, as well as putting themselves with the right people, the right group of people, the right mindset, and just know that everything is possible, and you know, never give up.
That's for sure
a thing, you know. And some things that I see myself doing now, from now on, is just constantly try to bring content, because there's always something to post, there's always something to do, always something to talk about. So post as much as you can.
Someone's always gonna
watch.
Yeah.
And if they're not watching, they will watch later on in the future. Just keep doing you. Don't ever worry about the followers, the likes, the subscribers. Just make sure you're posting. Just make sure that you're posting content that's bringing value. Maybe to yourself, to someone that you want to direct it to, or in general, just because you want to post and you like posting and you like want to share what you're doing. Very insightful things. This is my first podcast, and I'm just trying things out. I'm just talking to you guys right here and see what me and Luis could bring you value to, and see our experience and our perspective on you know, bodybuilding and in general motivation on, you know, life, how we've been through, like, experiences and stuff. So, yeah.
And, just always keep pushing forward. Don't ever give up. I think the biggest thing to take from everything is just, don't count yourself out before you even start. You know, if you're putting negative thoughts into your head, then you're already bashing on yourself. You have to think positive and think that you can do it. You know, it all starts when you start, you know? That's just it.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to start. That's basically it.
Just go do shit. Just go try new things, exactly. Man. Go try new things always. Try to get yourself out there.
The only way you can fail is if you don't try.
Yeah.
That's just it.
And if you never try, you know, you never know what will happen.
Exactly.
You'll never learn from your mistakes. And mistakes are good, don't get me wrong, you know.
Don't be afraid to fail.
Yeah, don't be afraid to fail. If anything, that's a stepping stone to where you want to be. So that's going to bring you up, not down. Other than that, man, thank you guys for listening to this podcast. Hope you all having a great day. This is my host right here, Carlos Ibarra, also known as Genetics. And hope you guys enjoy this. Thank you. That's it. 14 minutes. Yeah, the 4th part.